Okay, today is Daf Ches. We're in Daf Zayin Amid Beis. Today's share is sponsored by Beryl and Sherry Das, Lil Nishma Shalom Ben Tzvi. We're up to, we'll start over. We'll start over again from Ahu Gavra, which is the second skinny line from the bottom. Ahu Gavra, we did it, but it'll flow better if we start over from here. Ahu Gavra, there was once a person, the Ikdish Bishiroi. He was Mekadish, a woman with some silk. Rabba Omar, Lo Tzrichi Shuma. Rava said, the silk doesn't have to be evaluated. We don't have to know beforehand how much the silk is worth. Rabbi Yosef Amar, no, it's Tzrichi Shuma, we do have to evaluate it beforehand. Now the Gemara explains, Ida Amar La B'choldehu, if he didn't say anything, and we know it's worth a Shavah Pruta for sure, then Kuli Amalo Peligi Delo Tzrichi Shuma. Everybody agrees it doesn't have to be evaluated, because the bottom line is it's worth a Pruta. So, no problem. Ki Peligi, if he told her it's worth $50, velo shavi chamshin, and it's not worth $50, then halo shavi. He told her an untruth, no kedushin. Keep pligi. The whole machlokas is the amar chamshin v'shavi chamshin. He told me it's worth $50, and it is worth $50. That's a machlokas. What's the machlokas about? Rabba amar lo tzrichi shuma the hashavi chamshin. Rabba says it doesn't need to be evaluated. It's worth $50. Rabbi Yosef amar no. Tzrichi Shuma, it does have to be evaluated. You know why? Because kivan de itza lo beki b'shuma, since a woman is not such an expert in how much things are worth, expert how much it is worth, lo samcha daita, her das is not somech on this item, she doesn't fully agree, or she's misled, or she made a mistake, whatever the case may be, there's a problem in her das, because she doesn't know the true value. And therefore, you have to evaluate it before. She has to know if it's kesef. Kesef is kesef. Shtar is shtar, and b is bia. When it comes to shava kesef, then you have this problem. Only shava kesef. If you have such a problem, so I don't know what that's worth. What is that piece of? I don't know. What's that piece of material worth? So she doesn't either know. Since you told her it's worth X, and she doesn't really know, and it is worth X, she doesn't really know, and therefore there's a problem. Ikadiyamri, others say that the machlokas is even more pronounced. That b'chol duhu nami pligi Rabbi Yosef, nami pligi. Even when it's worth, you don't say a word. There's still a machlokas. You just, listen, we know it's worth a pruta. Right? It's a pound of, we know it's worth a pruta. It's still a problem. Why? Rabbi Yosef amar shava kesef harehu ke kesef. Because Rabbi Yosef holds that shava kesef is just like kesef. In what sense? Ma kesef dekayet, just like kesef has a fixed. We know exactly what the kesef's worth. We know exactly. Right? Kesef is kesef. It has a $5. It has a $5 on the piece of paper. We know it's worth $5. But shava kesef, af shava kesef, so too shava kesef, nami dekayet. It has to have a fixed amount. Therefore, if it doesn't, she doesn't know. She's misled. She doesn't realize. It's a problem. What?
It has to have a defined value,
yeah,
to her?
Yeah. Therefore,
you don't say that thing. You give her a ring. She doesn't know how much the ring costs.
Right, but that's one of the reasons why we say the ring has to be
Shava
Kesef, yes, but the ring should not have any stones or any markings or diamonds.
She's not an expert on what the values of gold is today.
I understand. It's a good question, actually. Yeah. So why would a ring be different if it doesn't have any stones? So she still doesn't know what it's worth? Yeah. Right?
I mean, she can find out if she wants.
So it must be that a ring without anything else is considered something that's kayak. Women know jewelry, right? So if it's just a plain ring without it, that must be pshat. If it's a plain ring without any other adornments, it has a fixed value. How much is that worth already? Whatever it's worth, right? A few hundred dollars. And the ring I paid for was like $100. It's a plain gold ring. No. All right, so that they know. Once you start adding the precious stones, now already nobody knows what they're worth, right? Depends who you ask. It depends what kind. The grade. Right, okay, fine. Amar Rabbi Yosef, Mina Amin Allah. How do I know this? How do I know that? Again, the question is, how do I know that this idea about Shuma, Ditanya, because we learned in a Braisa, Mikesef Miknaso. This is talking about an Eved Ivri. An Eved Ivri you could buy with Kesef. Bekesef mignaso, bekesef hu nikna, ve'enu nikna betfuah bekelim. You can't buy an Eved Ivri with tfuah and kelim. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. Hai tfuah bekelim hechidami. What's wrong with tfuah and kelim? Ilema delo makna behu klal. If you want to tell me that you can't acquire them at all, you can't buy an Everett Ivri with Shava Kesef, if that's what you want to tell me, that can't be pshat. Yashiv Geulasa Amar Rachmana. It's a Beferish Pasuk. L'rabos Shava Kesef Ki Kesef. Right? That I know that Shava Kesef is also like Kesef. The Idiles Behu Shava Pruta, and if it's not worth the Shava Pruta, then my Iri Tzvu B'Kelim. I feel the Kesef Nami. The whole price is one statement. So if the Shava, if the Tzvu and the Kelim are not worth the Pruta, so neither is the money. So what's going on? So the Gemara answers, El Alav D'Ish Behu Shava Pruta. No, it is worth the Shava Pruta. Of course it is. It's a mound of Tzvua. So how much is that Tzvua worth? I have no clue. Is it worth a Pruta? I would imagine so. Is it worth $100? Is it worth $75? I have no idea. I don't know what a mound of Tzvua is worth. Therefore, it's a problem. The given the low kaitzi, low. Since it's not fixed, it's no good. Since we don't know the amount, it's no good. Esther Ramban, what on earth is going on here? Why should Shava Kesef not work by a transaction? I understand by being Mekadosh and Isha, it's an issue of Das. I want to sell you that Eved. The Eved Ivri has to sell himself, whatever it is. I'm going to give you that mound of Tzvu. You want to take the deal or not? What's wrong with that? What's wrong with that? I need a pasuk to tell me that's allowed? What's going on here? Good question. That's a decent question, right? The Ramban's question is, it can't be that you need a pasuk to tell me that Shava Kesef is Kesef by buying and selling things. Megach HaMemkar. That can't be pshat. I want to sell you my watch, so I want that watch. I'll trade you. That's basically Shava Kesef Kesef, right? Basically what it is. I need a pasuk, that's allowed. Yes, by Kedushin, I do need a pasuk. Because that's not one of the three ways. It's Kesef, Shtar, and Bia. They're all of that psukim. Shava Kesef was also on that psukim. That I understand I need a pasuk for that. It's not I'm not buying her. I'm acquiring her as a wife. How do I know I can do Shava Kesef? I understand I need a limud. I don't need a limud that I could buy somebody's, I could walk into a pizza shop and the guy wants to take my gold watch for the pizza. I don't need a puzzle for that. So I don't need a puzzle for Eved Ivri. What? No, an Eved Kanaan is like Karka. An Eved Ivri is a regular Jewish guy and I'm acquiring him. He stole from me, whatever it is. He's very poor. So I'm acquiring him for 6 years. What do I need a puzzle for? That's the Ramban's question. So the Ramban answers, Eved Kanaan. You don't need a puzzle. It's a Svara. It's a pure Svara. If I wouldn't have the Svara, by the way, there's a pasuk to back it up. Like that answer? Yeah? It's a pretty dochic answer, no? Basically, you don't need a pasuk. It's just pure Svara. But it's a pasuk anyway.
Isn't that better?
What?
Isn't that better?
Oh, so what do you mean? The Gemara asks, Lamali cross Svara who?
Right.
Well, what do we need a pasuk for? I have a Svara.
Right.
So, same thing over here. I have a svara, so why is it? So the Ramban says, if you wouldn't have the svara, have a pasuk. So the Avni Miluim came with a svara. What he said is as follows. Really, that pasuk, this pasuk of Yashiv Geulaso, is talking about the Eved buying himself. So when an Adon gets an Eved Ivri, of course Shava Kesef is Kikesef. From his angle, from his point of view. Why? He's acquiring an Eved. So if I want to buy that tablecloth, I'll give you Shava Kesef for it. You want to take it? Great. If not, it's not a deal. But when Eved Ivri buys himself back, who said? The Adon was very upset about that. Somehow, the Eved Ivri managed to get money, and he's buying himself out. He's allowed to do that. So who said that the Adon's not happy about that? They had to get money to buy himself out. I thought I had him till Yovel, or till 6 years. All of a sudden, he's getting himself out. I wouldn't say Shava Kesef works now. It's not a fair transaction anymore. He can buy himself back without the other party's consent. It's very rare, very, very rare to have a case like that where someone could do that. But Eved Ivri, the guy could do it. For that, I need a pasuk. That's the lumbus. Okay. Now, the idach, and according to Rabbah, who held that you don't need to evaluate property for a woman. As long as we're the pruta, she's okay. So then what's this pasuk here about Eved Ivri that seems to say that each other kesef has to be evaluated. Hachikama, here's what it means. B'toras kesef hu nikne. No, with toras kesef, with the idea of kesef. V'ein nikna b'toras tevuah b'kelim. It doesn't work with the idea of tevuah b'kelim. U'mayinin hu, what's that? What's the idea of not kesef? Chalipin. You can't acquire an Eved Ivri with Chalipin. That's what you can't do. Right, Chalipin is like a very low-level type of kinyan because nothing is really transferred. Which is why you can't even cash an Isha with Chalipin, right? So you can't be acquiring Eved Ivri with Chalipin. How do I know? This pasuk right here. Nothing to do with evaluating. A whole separate din about Eved Ivri. So the Ksos asks, Tosfos, now, we'll do two more lines. Now, Ula Rav Nachman, the Amar, Peiros lo Avdi Chalipin, Ma'ikol Amemar. According to Rav Nachman, he learns that at Psukim by Rus. According to Rav Nachman, you can never use Peiros for Chalipin. He learns that at Psukim. It grows from the ground, a complicated limon. So according to him, you can never use Peiros for Chalipin. So I don't need this pasuk. I can't use Tvua. It grows from the ground. So anyway, I can never do that. So what's Rav Nachman going to say? So Ela Laolam Delespahu Shavapruta. Really, it's not worth a Shavapruta. I would the Kamarta Ma'iri Tvu Bekalim Afilu Ma'iri Tvu Bekalim Afilu Kesef Nami. So wait a minute. If it's not worth a Shavapruta, neither is the Kesef. So the Gemara says, you're right. Lomi Boya Kamar. You're right. I didn't have to tell you that Chiddush, but I told you anyway. Lomi Boya Kesef. Of course Kesef is no good. Shavapruta in Elo Lo. If it's worth a pruta, good, and if not, not. But there's a reason why I would think that tefuah could be a good kinyan, even if it's worth less than a pruta. Why? Aval tefuah v'kelim ema, I would think, dimitikrava hanayasu gamar umakni nafshe. If I give you a sandwich, you eat that sandwich right now. Right now it's worth something. The hanah is instant. You give me kesef, I gotta go buy something, I gotta go to the store, I gotta shop in my car, or go to the store, or go wait online. You give me a sandwich, it's right here, I use it right now. So I would think, since the hanah is instant, even less than a pruta would be good. Come on, Shalom, it's not true. Okay, come on, Shalom, it's not true. I would have thought that, but it's not true. Okay. Now, Tosfos in Erechin says, any time there's such a case where the item is transferred, but it's not forever, for example, it's a matana almanas lahachzir, or it's a rental, or it's a loan, but it's going back. That transfer can't be affected with chalipin. Can't be with chalipin. So ask the Ketzos, so what do we need the pasuk over here? The Gemara says that you can't do an Eved Ivri with chalipin, but wait a minute, he's going back in 6 years. He's going back in 6 years. He's going back in Yovel. So that's not a transfer for forever. So, of course I can't do Chalipin. Of course I can't do Chalipin. So, there are five answers to this question. The Ksos is right. This is the Makar. This is how we know that it does, any time there's a transfer that's not forever, for example, in Eved Ivri, it cannot be done with Chalipin. The Makar, that Tosfos in Erechin said that rule, is learned out of right here. Just like in Eved Ivri, you can't use Chalipin. Why not? Because it doesn't go on forever. So too, Kol Torah Kula, anytime there's a transfer that's not forever, the Chalipin, it cannot be acquired with Chalipin. That's the Ketosis answer. The Nesivo says, a very difficult answer, he says that by Eved Ivri is different, and I would think you can acquire it forever. Why? You can acquire it with Chalipin, because you're Kona the Guf. So first of all, we said that's a big machlokas, right? We said we had a big discussion about that. We said it's not even so true. Are you going to the Guf? Are you not going to the Guf? And the Beis Halevi asks, even if it's true that you're going to the Guf, what does it have to do with Chalipin? What does one thing have to do with the other? As a matter of fact, by Matana Almanas Lahachzer, you're going to the Guf. You're going to that item. I got to give it back in a week, but I'm going to it. I'm going to the Guf, and still Chalipin doesn't work. No, he doesn't like that shot at all. Okay, the Yeshua Yisrael says that anytime it's not forever can't be acquired with Chalipin, that's only true if it could be transferred forever, but it's sold for a specific time. Meaning, you have to think of a case where this could be true. When the transfer of the item is given over, but it could have been given over for longer. Okay? So if I rent my apartment to you, of course I could do that transfer to Chalipin. You know why? Because once I rent it to you, nothing else I could do with it. I can't sell it now. So since I can't do anything more with it, Chalipin's good. So, Matan al-Manas l'hachzer, but I could have sold it to you forever. Since I sold it to you for only a week, I can't transfer that with Chalipin. What are you going to say to me during that week? Nothing else I could do with it. I know that's the problem I had. During that week, what else can I do with it? No. I gave it to you for a week. Since I could have given it to you, I could have rented the apartment to you for 100 years. I got limited to do it for 1 year. I don't understand. What? I'm sorry? So you can sublease it. So therefore what?
No, you can sell the property.
I can't sell the field if I'm renting it to you. Then I'll do that. I rented it to you for a year. I can't go sell it to him. How can I do that? But it won't take effect.
It'll be subject to your leasehold.
Fine.
But
so
it's still sold.
What? Yeah, but it's sold only in name. Because Lamaisa, he can't do anything to you until the year's over. So it's sold just in name. But there's nothing more Lamaisa I could do with it.
Of course. I've sold you. The value is obviously less than a year's worth of a leasehold.
Okay, so that's...
He's in the property goes back to...
I hear what you're saying. What?
It's a property that's sold.
What?
You can always sell properties.
Yeah, but I can't sell it. That's the thing. It's talking about me. Yeah, I rented it to you for a year. No, that I could tell to you, and it's subject to him.
Yes.
I hear you. What do you think about that? What do you think about that one?
You can't still use it, that's why.
Right.
Of course you can still use it. As the renter. What the renter can do.
So what about an evidivory? But an evidivory, that wouldn't work. Why? Because I owned him for 6 years. So I can't do anything else with him. That's why I would have thought it could be work. Chalipin would work. I need a pastor to tell me it can't work. And the Beis Halevi says that this din about this matan amanat lahakter types of transactions. It's only if they're right away. If the 6 years later, we don't say that rule. And the last one, Divrei Yecheskel, he said something which we already were machalik. It's not so true that really an eved ivri is sold forever. Really an eved ivri is sold forever. It happens to be that when 6 years come by, it's broken. So we said that's only true by Yovel. That's why it's called La'olam. It's called forever only by Yovel. Because Yovel, really it's forever. Happens to be that when Yovel comes, really it should be forever. By 6 years, I don't know how he says that. But he says it anyway. Okay, next.
How's he supposed to say 6 years?
What?
How's he supposed to say 6 years?
Sure does.
He goes free.
He goes free after, Sheishan and Tavol. He can only serve for 6 years.
At most.
I can't serve for 6.5 years. What?
Only because of
Shemitah. Okay, so fine. The Shemitah is fine. Whatever the reason is. But it's hard to say that it's really forever, but it gets broken after 6 years. Hard to say that. You can say it by Yovel. I'm working forever. The Pasuk says it. Olam is forever. Happens to be that when Yovel comes, he goes out. Really, it should be forever. Yovel's like an exemption. Built in. But really, it's La'olam. The Pasuk calls it that. The Pasuk doesn't call a 6 year Eved Ivri La'olam. Calls him 6 years.
Same thing, really, it's not.
So we were machal like that already, but that's what Divrei Yecheskel says. I'm not going to argue with him. Right. Okay, next. Now that we discussed a little bit of Shavu Kesef, very interesting tangent here. Amar Rav Yosef, Manah Minala, another source to the din that Kesef has to be evaluated. Titania, Egel Zeh LePidyon Bini. I don't have five shekels to do Pidyon Aben with a Kohen. I don't have, but I have an Egel, so I'll give you my Egel instead. Or Talis Zeh LePidyon Bini. I'll give you my Talis. Lo Amar Klum, no good. Egel zeh b'chamesh shloim l'pidyon b'ni, but this egel that's worth 5 shekel, you say that. That I'll do for pidyon aben, or talizu b'chamesh shloim l'pidyon b'ni, but no, padui, it works. That works. So the Gemara asks, what's going on here? High pidyon hei fidami, how does that work? Ilei medelo shavi, if it's not worth 5 shloim, if the talis is not worth 5 shloim, then kol kamine, can you declare it's worth 5 shloim if it's not true? How could you do that? You can't do that. Ella, what's pshat? Lav afal gaf deshavi. Really, it's always worth 5 shloim. If it's not worth 5 shloim, you didn't do a pidyon aben. So really, in both cases, when you said it's worth 5, or when you didn't say, it's both worth 5. What's the answer? Kivon delo kaitzi lo. Since in the first case, I didn't say it, so the kohen has no clue. No one knows what a tal. How much a tal is worth? We don't know, right? You go to some stores, it's worth a lot. You go to different stores, it's worth half the price. I have no idea. So since it's not decided, it doesn't work. But if I say it's worth 5, then it'll work. So what do you see? You have to evaluate. So the Gemara says, look, la'olam delo shavi. Really, it's not worth 5. Special din by very difficult din by pidyon aben. Kivan dekabel kohen alaihu. But the kohen will accept it. The kohen will accept it anyway, even though it's not worth 5. But he'll accept it as 5. How do you know? Kyodrav Kahana, because of Kahana once, Shakal Sudra Bibe Pidyon. He accepted a kerchief, some kind of head covering, as a pidyon. Pidyon HaBen. Amaleh, he said, L'didi chazili chamesh shloim. I need chamesh shloim. For me, it's worth five. Rashi says, he was an Adam Chashuv, he wanted to go out with a head covering, so for him, he was okay with it. So what? So, but regular person, and then Amar of Kahana, Amar of Ashi, Lo Amar Yala Kingon of Kahana. That's all, this whole did only said Rav Kahana. The Gavarabahu, he's a great man. Umibarli Sudra Areshi, he really needed a head covering. Aval Kuli Alma Lo. No other person, this doesn't work with anybody else. Kiha de Amar Bar of Ashi, Mar Bar of Ashi, Zavan Sudra Vime Draba, he bought a kerchief from the mother of Rabbah, Mikubei Shavi Asara, it was really worth 10, Bitlesa. He paid 13. Why? Because he really needed it. So we're not talking about a case it's not true that it has to be evaluated. What's going on here? He treats it as five. It's not really worth five. It's a big discussion if you could do this. But the bottom line is you can't.
So that's what
we're saying here. That's what we're saying here. The Ramah says is that it only applies by kerchiefs. For whatever reason, those are special and really, really, really sought after. But by a stamen item, my talis or my goat, it's worth nothing. You can't say, well, to me, it's worth. But the answer is it's an objective price. So you're saying there's no such thing as an objective price. Right? No such thing as an objective price.
Look at the market. Look at the market.
That's not really the market. It's not an avikavah. For him, it's required. But most of the market would be.
Well, it's not eBay, and he sees what it goes.
What? Right. So if you did that, if you put it on eBay and see what it went for, that's an objective price, really.
Of course it's an objective
price. So nobody's paying five slayim for a kerchief worth one selah.
Right.
Nobody's doing that.
But someone might.
So what?
But somebody just did it.
Someone just did.
But he's the only one that's doing it.
All you need is one person to do it.
But the market's not saying it's five. He's saying it's five. Market's saying it's worth two.
So by the way, I hear what you're saying. That's what the halacha. Right. So that's not the halacha. It's not the halacha. The reason why it's not the halacha is because you have to find a guy for rabba. That's the problem. That's why Rashi already said only if Kahana will allow such a thing. Otherwise, who? I hold myself to be who are you?
Right. And Shavi Kesef would be worth anything.
Right. Right. Anything's worth anything.
Can't be
right. Very interesting. Very interesting. Tosafot. Who's Rav Kahana? So you know, Rav Kahana was not a Kohen. Kahana was not a Kohen. His name is Kahana. What?
How can he accept this?
So there's two answers. Either Tosafot said there must be another Rav Kahana out there. The Rav Kahana that we know and love was not a Kohen. How do you know he wasn't a Kohen? The Gemara says he wasn't a Kohen. The Gemara says that he ate Kachim through his wife, who was Bas Kohen. That's a big Shaila. Can you do that? He was a Yisrael. So Tosafot says here he was accepting the Pidyon HaBen, the money for the Pidyon HaBen, as a Shliach of his wife. So can a female Kohen accept the Pidyon HaBen? Chassam Sofer says absolutely not. That's what Tosafot's talking about. It's a big discussion here.
Once she's married, it's done already.
Right, once she's married to Yisrael, Tosafot says, Rav Kahana, Mashma Hacha, Rav Kahana, Hoya Kohen. Mashma here, Rav Kahana was a Kohen. Fatema, the Sof Elu over in Mesechus Pesacha, Mashma, the Loha Yakohen, the Ka'amar Elav, the Nesivi Kahana, the Lol Galoi. Right, had I been a Kohen, which is Mashma is not a Kohen. Fiyesh Lomar, the chair of Kahana, Havi. Two of Kahanas. There's actually like four of Kahanas. There's the famous of Kahana, he was a Talmud of Rav. That is who we always think it always is. There must be other of Kahana out there. The Codex Judaica says there are at least four of Kahanas. Codex Judaica says there are four of Kahanas. We always know this famous of Kahana, well, he was on the Rav's bed, all these wild stories about, it's all the same of Kahana. But there must be.
It's not the same one.
What?
It's the same one.
Ah, so we don't know. We don't know. So Rav Tosa says that, well, that one. That one wasn't a Kohen. That one wasn't a Kohen.
But he took the five slides anyway.
Inami or Yeshlama Dibashvil Ishto Hayalokeach. He took it on behalf of his wife. So his wife was doing the piece of shek for his wife. Kida Ashkechon Beperik Hazora, that Rav Kahana Achal Bishvil Ishto. He ate kachim through his wife. That's a big discussion over there. We'll wait till Chul to get to that. So how can he do that? So a female could do pidyon. You could do pidyon event with a female kohenes. Even if she's married to Yisrael. It's two, it's a double whammy. Bad enough, it's a female. Then she's married to Israel. So that seems to be yes, right? But I don't think anyone will do that today. You have to have a lot of guts to do that. Right? I don't know if that's the... So the Chassam Sofer says, absolutely not. And what if there's nobody else around? So the Chasam Sofer says, there's nobody else around, give it to her. And then when you find another coin, do it again. What could you do? So you can't lose. What's the downside? If you're doing it, if you're no one else around, give her the five shloim. What?
Yeah,
and then when you, okay, losing five shloim. Then when you find another coin of a male, do it again. That's wild. If you believe that Rav Kahana was married to a Kahana, that's what he was doing. Right? The Tosa says it.
And that's why he accepted it.
Maybe to, right. Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says it was for him. The kerchief was for him. What?
I mean, aside from the fact that the fish is out of the it comes out close to saying now that she was the coin,
right.
And the thing is not worth five slum to her.
Right.
It's worth five slum to her husband.
Right. It's like
the pasuk says, how much slum, that's a very.
Right, it's like a triple chiddush.
Tremendous.
Tremendous chiddush. Okay, here we go. Next. Amar Belazar. Hiskachili bimana. By the way, when I told you about the mashkin, I told you it was in later on in the daf yesterday, but it's today, so I mixed them up. So we're going to answer that now. Amar Belazar, hiskachili bimana. If someone says, bimakadish me with $100, $100 bill, v'nosin la dinar, and he only gives her $1, right? Harezu mikudeshes, he's mikudesh to her, v'yashlim, and he has to pay the rest. He owes her the rest. My timer, why does that work? Because kibbutz to amal amana, once they agreed on a mana on $100, yav la dinar, and he gives her only one, kimanda amala, it's as if he said, al manas dummy, on the condition I pay you the rest, for amar of ahuna amar rav, call amar manas, call amar achshav dummy. When you say al manas, it takes place right now. So we agree on the price, we agree I'll marry you for $100, I give her one, I owe the rest. The conditions chal right this second, but I owe the rest. So the Gemara says, wait a minute, I have a brice that says the exact opposite. Meisvei, hiskachi li b'mana, b'mekadesh me with $100, v'hayamon v'holach, and he's counting out, one, two, so he's counting out $100 bills, v'rata echad mehen lachzor, and now somebody wants to go out, get out of the deal. They realize, you know, she doesn't like the way he's counting, she doesn't want him anymore. Afilu b'dino ha'achron, even if it's at the 99th dollar, harashutz b'yado, either of them can back out. But wait a minute, didn't we just say that you're Makadish the first second, and I just owe the rest, and here at the 99th dollar, somebody could back out? How could that be? So the Gemara answers, Hacha Mayaskinan. No, in that Braitha, when we're talking about Hacha Mayaskinan, here we're talking about the Amar Bimana Zu, where you said, I'm Makadish you with this $100. So this $100, I didn't give you the 100 yet, I only gave you 99. Now you want to back out? Now you can back out. And the deal's not closed. But if I said $100 stam in the stam, then once I give you $1, you're married to me. That's the difference. That makes a lot of sense. It's a very good distinction. If I said this $100, I have to give you this $100. I only gave you 99, you're not married yet. Now you see the guy over there is better looking, you can go run to him. It's no problem. But if I say I'm going to marry you with $100, once I give you one, you're married. I owe you the rest. That's the difference. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. But the Gemara is not going to have a problem with that distinction. It's a good distinction. Just the Braisa, internally, it can be a little bit of a problem. Why? Because the Bahamid is safe of Bamana Zoo. Because the safe of that Braisa said this $100. So Resha, Bamana Stam. So it's Masha, the Resha was talking about Stam $100. So the Gemara says, the Katani Seifa, because the Seifa of that Braisa says, Amar Law is actually Bamana Zoo. If he tells her I'll marry you with this money, this $100, Vinimta Monochasadina, it really turns out it's only 99 there in the pile, or Dina Shal Nechoshes, or there's one that's made out of copper, so it's not worth anything. Enamikadeshes. It's no good. It's not a good condition. Well, you didn't give her 100. Dinar Ra, if it's a bad coin, not accepted by the government, Harezeh Mikudeshes, it's good. But Viachlif, you have to give her a different one. Right, the Gemara will explain that in a minute. So what do you see? That the Seifa we're talking about a specific monazu, so the Reisha is not monazu, otherwise it's the same case twice. So the Gemara says, you're right, it's the same case twice. Lo, Reisha v'Seifa da'amar b'monazu. You're right, it's the same case. Upirushe kamafarish. And the Seifa is explaining the Reisha. Rata echad mehem lachzor. If somebody wants to retract, afilu bedina achron b'shus biado. Then even at the last dollar you can retract. Ketad, what's the case? Kigon da'amar lo b'monazu. I said b'monazu. So really, it's one big case. It's not two separate cases. I'm a Kaddish you with $100. This $100. Since I said this, anybody can retract. Until the last dollar has been paid. So it's really one case. So that's a good distinction. And we were talking about Monastam, so then you give her one, you owe her the rest. That even makes sense. You know why? If we're talking about the Reishis Manastam, Hashta, Bamanastam Lohavi Kedushe, if that doesn't work, Manazumi Boya, I need you to tell me that this doesn't work. So the Gemara says, no. That's not a Raya, by the way. That we're talking about one case, but that's not a Raya. Imishum ha, if that would be the Raya, Lo Iria, that's not a good Raya, because Tana Seifa, it could be, Tana Seifa, that the only reason why the Seifa is here is Liglule Reisha, is to shed light on the Reisha. Shalot Tomar, don't say Reisha b'monazu, that the Reisha is talking about monazu, Avo b'monastam, Havik Kedushin, and monastam would be good, but what you owe the rest. Tana Seifa b'monazu, because the Seifa could have said monazu, Mechlal d'b'Reisha monastam, and the Reisha is really monastam, v'afilu hachi lo Havik Kedushin, and even so, it's not a good Kedushin. So the bottom line is, we say the Bryce is talking about one case. But it's not a proof that we're talking about one case. We have to say that because there's no other way to answer the Brisa. But we can't prove it because it could be that it's two separate cases. Okay. Ravashi Amar Monav Aholek Shiny. No. If you're counting out, it's different. Didaita Akula, because she's thinking about the whole thing. In other words, when you tell her, I'll be Bekadosh with $100, and you start counting, and her eyes light up. Ah, money. So then her das is on the whole 100. That's why if it's not the whole 100, she could back out. Another reason she could back out. Now, the Gemara says, "Hi, dina shel nechoshes, heichi dami." What's a dina of nechoshes? If she knows about it, hasavra v'kibla. So she accepted it. Right? Let's say it's worth less or the value is less. So she agreed. So the Gemara says, "No, lo tzricha diaver nehele b'layla." No, it was at night. She didn't see. In the morning, she woke. Hey, what's this? He tried to jip me. He threw that in there, right? Inami or dishkachach la beni zuze. Or she didn't see. He was counting and then she noticed, hey, there's a copper one in here. Now, hi, dina ra, so what's a dina ra? E delo nafik, if it can't be used, hi, dina shal nechosh. It's the same thing as in nechosh. So the Gemara says, no, amr of papa, kigon de nafik, idea dchak. No, but shasad dchak, somebody will take it. And when the market's really bad, there's nothing to buy, no food, no money, people will take it. It's not a first choice. It's Susan B. Anthony dollar. Nobody wants them. But shasad dchak, they'll take it. So that's a good kedusha, but then you have to transfer it. Amar Rava, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Lo is Gadli b'mana b'makayshti with money v'niachla mashkon aleha, and he gives her a mashkon. In other words, he abi makayshti you with $100, but I don't have $100 now. Here's my watch. So that's not good. So Amar Einu Mekadeshes, that's no good. You know why? It's no good? Because mana ein kan mashkon ein kan. There's no $100, she doesn't have the $100, and the watch isn't even hers. She can't keep that watch. She's got to give it back to him. So he didn't give her anything. By Mata, he didn't give her anything. I'm giving you $100, I happen to have it, so here's my watch. That watch, she can't keep that. When he gives her the $100, she has to give the watch back, so she has nothing. When he gives her $100, so then he'll be Mekshilim Mekudish then. What? No, I don't think she can even use it. Now, what if somebody else comes along and is Mekadosh her in the meantime? That's the nafkamina, right? So the Gemara says, wait a minute. Mona ain't come mashkin. She has other $100 and she doesn't even own the mashkin. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. Eitzri, Rav Lor of Nachman, Kidshir b'mashkon, Mekudeshes. But we have a braisa that says if you're Mekadosh with a mashkin, it is good. So the Gemara says, no. Hasan b'mashkon da acherim. That's someone else's mashkon. In other words, Reuven lends Shimon $100. And Reuven says to Shimon, I'm lending you $100, but I want your watch. When you pay me back the $100, I'll give you back the watch. That he can give to a woman to be Mekadosh her. That he can give to her. You know why? That's considered his. The mashkin between the parties is nothing, but to a third party it is good. For sure. Why? The Amr of Yitzchak, Menai Lebal Chov. How do you know that a Bal Chov is Kone Mashkin? How do you know Bal Chov is Kona Amashkin? So if a Bal Chov is Kona Amashkin, why can't the woman be Kona the watch herself? That's a good question. Huh? It's a good question. Yeah, so why can't she take the Amashkin then? Why not? I don't know. Anyway, but how do you know that a mashkin you have the right to use? Because the Torah says when you give it back, the Torah uses a lashon of ulachati et tzedakah. Giving back a mashkin is tzedakah? It means tzedakah. I have to. What do you see from that pasuk? That you have a right to use it. Now I'm giving it back. I'm doing like a slim assurance of din. I could have kept it all along. No, I'm giving it back. So you see, it's a bit, you're a big tzaddik. You're doing tzedakah. Im eino kone, if you don't kone it, tzedakah, what kind of tzedakah is that? Now, mikan lebachosh, akone mashkin. Now, b'nei rav huna bar oven, zoven ahi amsa bepriti. These people wanted to buy a maidservant with money, but lo havi bahadeh, they didn't have the money. So what they do, asive nascha ale, they gave her a gold, a silver bar as a mashkin. Then, lasof yakar amsa, the price went up. Now the guy didn't want to sell it for that price. So also the kamei dravami and amar lahu priti inkan naske inkan. You didn't pay for it, and you gave her a mashke. It wasn't worth nothing. But again, same idea. You they wanted to buy them. They made some $50. They didn't have $50. They didn't have cash, so they gave a mashke. Now she's worth $100. So now they come with the $50. So the owner of the amar says, "I'm not selling her now. Now she's worth $100. No, we bought her already. We gave you the mashke. So here's your mashke back. You didn't pay, and the mashke goes back. So there's no transaction here. Therefore, the deal's off. Just like the Isha. Same exact thing. I want to try to get this great stuff at the end. Let's see if we can make it there. Tana Rabbanan. Hiskachili b'mana. If somebody takes money, listen to this. You bekash an Isha with money. Vinit lasso. She takes it. Vizarko layam. She throws it in the ocean. O la'or. Or she throws it in the fire. O l'chaldav ha'avad. Or anything that destroys it. And a mikudashas. It's not mikudashas. It doesn't work. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. Hashad desinhu lekamei have a kedushin? What, if she throws it on the floor, it would be a kedushin? Why do you have to tell me these such extreme cases? Just tell me, she doesn't want it. Haka amrele shakil lo be'ene. She says, I don't want it. So the Gemara says, no, lo mi boyek amr. Lo mi boyek shad sinhu kamei. If she throws it in front of him, the lo have a kedushin, it's for sure no good. Aval zarku layam. But if she throws it into the river, o la'or, or to the fire, Ema, I might think, given the Mechayev about Kedushe, Kaddish, Nafshe, since she has to now pay for that ring, because she just destroyed it, I would think, I would think that really she's Makudish. Really she's accepting the Kedushin. That's what she's throwing it into the ocean for. Vaha, the Ka'avda Lahachi, why is she doing that? Svara, she's thinking to herself, Ad. I'm going to check out this guy. Does the guy have a temper or not? Kamash Milan, we don't say that. That's what I'm going to try to see what kind of person. I'm going to drop the dish and see if she gets all angry, right? So I'm going to accept the kedushin. I'm going to be married to him. I'm marrying him no matter what. But I want to know, do I have to work on this guy? Does this guy have a temper or not? So I'm going to take it and throw it away. The Machna asks an unbelievable question. He says, wait a minute. We know there's a halacha that you can't back out of, once you accept the Kedushin, even Toch Kedei Dibur, you can't back out. It's one of those things. Yeah, I was just kidding around. Too late. You can't Toch Kedei Dibur, you can't get out of it. Yeah, if you say the wrong saying Talamatar, Toch Kedei Dibur, you can change. True. Not by Kedushin, you can't change. So she's taking the ring, she's accepting it, and now she's going to the ocean to drop it in there. It's too late. Right, if you give it to her and she throws it on the floor, I'm not taking it. So the Raver comes up with an unbelievable chiddush. The Raver says, no, he forced her to take it. And then she goes ahead and throws it in the river. But then what's she doing? She's accepting it, but she's testing him? That was the Havamina? I'm being forced to take this ring, but I want to see now if the guy has a temper. It's very difficult. The whole thing's very difficult. I thought the Machna's question was a bomb question. You can't accept something. Once you accept a kedushin, you can't take it back. So you have to say, she was accepting it al das to throw it in the ocean. Right? Then why does she have to be forced to take it? I thought it's very difficult. Yeah, you have an answer?
She wasn't accepting it.
Then why do you have to come on to the answer that she was forced to take it? I don't know. Why couldn't that? That's a very posh answer, right? That's the answer. She was accepting it, not al das kedushin. I'm accepting it al das to throw it in the river. I'll owe it to whatever it costs. I'll have to pay him. Why is she doing it? I don't know. Right, rove people. So rove people don't do that. Rove people don't behave that way. So then she should have been married.
Once they take it, they take it.
Once they take it, they accept it.
They accept it.
And now she's saying, I'll marry him, but let me see if the guy's got a temper. So, but we don't assume that. We don't assume that. That would be the normal thing. I'll marry him no matter what. I just want to know, like, do I have to work on this? Do I have to, should I accept the counseling now? Or no, he's whatever, he's easygoing. Right, that's the Havamina.
I don't like that.
But she needs the counseling to have all this. Right. So, but that's the Havamina. So, I don't know. I thought it was a little difficult. All right. Never, we're not going to get to the great stuff about the dog. It's a great stuff about the, we'll do it tomorrow. But a Kelev. Tana Rabbanan. Hiskachili b'mana. Well, just 2 more minutes. Hiskachili b'mana. B'mekadosh me with a mana. To name la'aba ulavicha. And she says, and give it to my father. Ain't a mekadeshes. That doesn't work. Why? Because she's rejecting him. She's rejecting him. Give it over there. Al menath shekablam li, on the condition that my father or your father accepts it, mekudeshes, it's good. And Tana Abba lodiach kocha deresha, my father's mentioned to tell me that even if I say give it to my father, who I'm a stomach like, it still doesn't work. And the safer is even if I say al menath your father, I don't even know that guy, it does work. Right? Same thing, lodiach kocha deresha. Hiskachili b'mana, if someone says b'kashi with the money, tenem l'ploni, and give it to ploni, I don't even know that guy, give it to him. And the Mekadeshes, right? She's pushing him off. I don't want your money. Give it to him. Al-Menas-Chikabalim, on the condition that Ploni accepts it from me, Mekadeshes. That's good. Tzricha, why do I need the fathers and this strange man? Tzricha, Diyashmin, Abba Vavicha, Hasamu Dechiyamar, Al-Menas-Chikabalim, Havi Kedushin. When it's my father or your father, and I say Al-Menas, that would work. Why? To some Chadayta Alavei. She's relying on them. Savra, she's thinking, Avdin Leil Shichusayu. I know these people. It's my future father-in-law. So I'll let him hold it. I'll let my father hold it. Avol ploni lo, but a son ploni, no way. The Iashmin and ploni, and if it would only say ploni, hachahu dechiyamra, to name the ploni. Only there you say that. Why? Lo havi kedushin. That by a stama guy off the street, she's pushing him off. Avol delo mikavrosh daite. She has no idea who this guy is. Legabe. Limitzvilei b'matana. What, she's going to give a strange man a matana? Give it to him. Of course, that's no good. Abba, Abba, Vavicha, but maybe my father or your father, Demekavra, Daita Legabe, that I know who these people are. Ema, maybe, Bematana Yahavul Nahale, maybe it would work, even though it sounds like you're pushing him off. Kamash Tzricha, it doesn't work, and you are pushing him off. But I would have thought, nah, that's why the father's mentioned. All right, we'll stop here, and we'll continue tomorrow.